the God of love and virgin's crown, come let us adore. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. In you, Adonai, I have found my peace. Now from the heavens descending is seen a glorious light, the bride of Christ in splendor, arrayed in purest white. She is the holy city, whose radiance is the grace of all the saints in glory, from every time and place. This is the hour of gladness for bridegroom and for bride. The Lamb's great feast is ready, his bride is at his side. How blessed are those invited to share his wedding feast. The least become the greatest, the greatest are the least. The one enthroned in heaven takes up a dwelling place among this chosen people who see God face to face. No sound is heard of weeping, for pain and sorrow cease, and sin shall reign no longer, but love and joy and peace. See how a new creation is brought at last to birth, a new and glorious heaven, a new and glorious earth. Death's power forever broken, its empire swept away. The promised dawn of glory begins its endless day. Let us sing to your name, O Most High, and proclaim your loving kindness when morning dawns. It is good to give thanks to you, Adonai, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night, on the ten-string lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp. Your deeds, Adonai, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. Adonai, how great are your works! How deep are your designs! The foolish cannot know this, and the ignorant cannot understand. Though the wicked seem to spring up like grass, and those who do evil thrive, their behavior will lead to destruction. But you, Adonai, are eternal. Those who oppose your love will perish. Those who do evil will be scattered. To me you give the strength of an ox. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes saw the triumph of justice. My ears heard gladly of the end of oppression. The just can now flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar. Planted in the house of Adonai, they will flourish in the courts of our God. Still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap and green with life, to proclaim that Adonai is just. In God my rock there is no wrong. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love. as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Let us sing to your name, O Most High, and proclaim your loving kindness when morning dawns.
A reading from the book of the prophet Hosea. Thus says Adonai, I will lead my Israel into the desert and speak to her heart. She shall respond there as in the days of her youth when she came up from the land of Egypt. I will espouse you to me forever. I will espouse you in right and in justice, in love and in mercy. I will espouse you in fidelity, and you shall know Adonai. Thanks be to God.
My mouth will be filled with your praise. I will sing of your greatness. My lips will shout for joy when I sing to you. My mouth will be filled with your praise. I will sing of your greatness. My lips will shout for joy when I sing to you. In you I will rejoice and be glad. I will sing to your name, O Most High. My lips will shout for joy when I sing to you. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. My mouth will be filled with your praise. I will sing of your greatness. My lips will shout for joy when I sing to you. This is the wise bridesmaid whom the Lord found waiting. At his coming she went in to the wedding feast. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant, the pledge to Abraham and Sarah, is now renewed for us. That freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. This is the wise bridesmaid whom the Lord found waiting. At his coming she went in. to the wedding feast.
You made the martyrs powerful witnesses, even to the point of giving up their lives. Help all Christians to give faithful witness to your word. You called so many to extraordinary lives of loving their families, their neighbors, and those in need. May their examples inspire each of us to love all whom you place in our lives. You invited many to journey ever deeper into the mystery and beauty of your love, and to share their experience in mystical wisdom, poetry, music, or art. Bless all who share their gifts and talents in celebrating your beauty and enriching the lives of others. You called ordinary people in every generation to search for truth, to dismantle the institutions of oppression, and to work for justice and peace. May we hear the cry of the poor and follow in the footsteps of the saints. Bring all who have died into the company of heaven with all your saints, and give us also a place in the unending fellowship of your reign.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Holy One and God of endless compassion, you are the praise of all your saints and the joy of all creation. We rejoice today in the fellowship of your blessed servant, Cecilia, and we give you thanks for her life and legends, which continue to delight and inspire us. Fill us with life and light, and give us perseverance to serve you all our days, for yours is the power and glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May the love of Christ inspire us with compassion for all who suffer, and may he bring us all to everlasting life. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.